Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
You're listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. Chapter 6. It smelled like spilled beer, roasted soybeans, and algae. The last was ubiquitous, of course, as the recycled air in all the domes had that briny tang. The rest was classic bar smell, and Lisa Marie was beginning to find it soothing. It smelled like relaxation, like conversation, like companionship. She took her beer to the back of the bar where she joined a knot of off-duty miners. She recognized all of them, though only knew a few by name. One of whom was now the center of attention, a petite, rosy-cheeked transport driver called Cap. They were dressed in their usual off-duty riot of color, a pair of jewel-toned paisley-patterned jeans with an emerald-green button-up under a gold bomber jacket. It should have been migraine-inducing, but they wore it well. "Lisa Marie," they beamed as they caught her eye. "I'm glad you made it." "Wouldn't miss it for the world," she said. "It's not every day that one of our own hits the big time." Cap laughed. "You have seen the shuttle I bought, right? It's more like tiny time." She'd seen a holo of Cap's new ship. Well, it was new to them, anyway. It had more dimples than an orange, and, now that it was Cap's, she guessed that it wouldn't be long before it was the same color. But to be able to buy one's own shuttle, even secondhand, was something she never thought she or anyone in her position would be able to do. There was something to be said for working on the edge of human habitation. It paid really, really well. "So when are you blasting off on your intergalactic tour?" a voice from the crowd asked. "I'm leaving in 2 souls, Cap said, "though it's not exactly going to be a leisure cruise. I've already got a cargo run to Luna booked in, then I need to pick up some other work in a hurry. I spent every shard I had on that shuttle, so I have to start the hustle. But now that Mars is going to have a tourist trade, there should be plenty of opportunities for an independent operator." Ripples of conversation spread around the crowd. "What are you talking about?" Lisa Marie asked. "You haven't heard?" She shook her head. "The consortium sold a license to build a resort south of the new Hapdomes." "Not just a resort," someone else chimed in, excitement in their voice. "A hotel and casino!" Someone snorted. "There's talk of a golf course. It's ridiculous." "How can they be building all that when they can't even manage to get us our housing upgrades?" Lisa Marie asked. "It's not the consortium building it," Cap said. "It's a private Earth company. The consortium just sold a license." "But what about the infrastructure? Breathable air, filtered water? Surely it won't be completely self-contained?" Murmurs went around the group, and no one seemed to know the answer. Lisa Marie was pretty sure she knew. There was no reason why the consortium would need to license a completely standalone project on Mars. If this company wanted to build a resort, with their own landing facilities and environmental systems, they could just pick another patch of planet and do it. They had to be relying on consortium infrastructure. It was a sellout, that's what it was. The conversation turned and she finished her beer. Lisa Marie was no longer in the mood for a party, so she wished Cap well and left the bar. Going back to her tiny level 1 apartment was only going to make her more angry, so she needed to do something else. Most people took the train loop between the domes, but there were pedestrian tunnels connecting them all as well. So she put one foot in front of the other and walked. The come-ons from the many venues in the E-Zone were having the opposite of the desired effect on her, and everywhere she turned she found herself annoyed. So Lisa Marie walked away from the bright lights and into the tunnel connecting this large dome with the adjacent administrative dome. The walkway was nearly 1 kilometer long, the domes spaced out widely to accommodate construction and repair facilities around them. There were armor-glass windows at intervals along the edges, and an eerie blue light shone through. Sunset. She stopped to look at the pale white dot at the base of a sky which reminded her of a stormy day on Earth, the blue-gray color making the alien planet at once familiar and foreign. Sunrise and sunset always felt strange on Mars, stranger than day or night. It was, she reflected, a reminder of what she missed of Earth. She'd loved to stare up at a clear blue sky whenever the opportunity presented itself, the openness of it contrasting with the bustling world of cities below. Other than her stint in the Arctic, she'd always lived in a city, with their relentless motion of people and things. Cities were like living systems that required constant maintenance and change in order to stay functional. They were never truly silent. But looking up at the sky, Lisa Marie could imagine a place where nothing beeped, no one shouted, and the movement of the few clouds were dictated by cycles of weather, not the demands of survival. She didn't know how long she'd been standing at the window when she forced herself to stop. If she let herself go, she'd get lost in the memories, caught in the spiral of daydreaming about the past so much that she'd lose track of her present. It didn't matter that the memories were mundane. It happened even when she found herself remembering moments that were boring or unpleasant. It's not that she thought the past was better or more interesting. It was that once the memory took hold of her, she found it so hard to refocus on anything else. She shook herself, fully like a dog shaking off water. She didn't care if anyone saw, but there was no one else in the corridor. She needed to feel her body now, with all the aspects that made her Lisa Marie acting on it. Her sore right shoulder, the Martian gravity, the slight artificial breeze from the air recycler. She made her hands into fists and took stock of the way her muscles felt. This is who I am, she told herself. She walked with purpose toward the next dome, concentrating on the details of the tunnel. Here, where the joints in the fabricated walls were sealed. There, where the wheels of a drone cart had scuffed the floor. By the time she got to the tunnel's exit, her thoughts of Earth had faded. She knew that they were still there, like a dormant virus waiting for a dip in her immune system. But for now, she was here, on Mars, walking through the nearly deserted domes alone. You've been listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. For more information, visit darusha.ca. Thanks for listening.